Okay, let's get started. Okay. Just want to talk here and start even again from Sherish Shani. And just read it again and try to read the whole thing so we'll see as much as we get through and point and we'll see what happens. Asherish Shani, She'ein Roy Limnois, Choma Shinilma. The achas misholish esrei midah shatir nidreshes behem o beribu. Okay. Offhand, this ribu is like a hanging thing in the middle of nowhere. Okay. And we don't know where it came from. Okay. It's clear where it came from because, as looking through the sheirish, the whole discussion in the sheirish, which seems to pertain to the Bahag Zulosenu, is referring to the point of ribui. Okay? Discussion about Shalosh Esrei Midos is not there, even though, as we go on, I'll point out he could have had issues with Bahag about Shalosh Esrei Midos, because I'm going to discuss some of the things the Bahag does with them, and Pirshei Mekubal. But as far as we're concerned, the whole discussion is only about ribui. Okay? Now, also, he sets up a whole new paradigm here about how to look at Yud Gimel Midos, and he tells you there are basically two ways to look at them. Okay, some way is look at Chochmas HaKosov, and really Pirshei Mekubal, and sometimes it's really a Yud Gimel Midos. Okay, correct. When he talks about Ribui, he doesn't say anything. Okay? And at the beginning of the Sherish, in his discussion, it's only a discussion where you give him this. He doesn't talk about Ribui. Okay? So that's just what you have here, okay? Then, as you move on, he starts talking about Drash, and gets into issues which were negated to the first Sherish, which he has issues with the Bahag, in terms of the Gemom of Tzir, of Gemilas Chesed and Bikachilim and all different types of Chesed and different mitzvahs, and also the issue of Tkufas, Cheshbon. Okay? Correct? But this is not mentioned over here because the Ram doesn't say She'ein Roy Lidroish She'ein Roy Limnois Komash Numa V'Achas Misholosh Shasei Midosh Atarei Nidresh Ben Ob Ribui U'Drash. Drash is not mentioned. Okay? So, L'cheira, Drash is not mentioned for a very simple reason, okay? And the most important thing over here is the Ram uses the word Drash, Drabonon, in two different ways, okay? Because the Ram says that Yud Gimel Midos is the Rabbonon here in the Sheirish, okay? And that is amazingly difficult. And not only difficult, but you see, it's nothing to do with the Arabic over here, because in the Arabic itself, the word the Rabbonon is there, okay? So that's an amazing thing. That's an amazing thing. So what you have to, and you have to also keep in mind that it can't be it can't be that the Ram is serious about the Rabbonon, because the Ram starts out over here that there's Dini Torah, and he says Kvar bi'anu b'psichas chibureinu b'pirush ha-mishnah shiroi Dini HaTorah notziyam B'sholosh esrei midah shatayin nidreshes b'hem. And he's talking about Dini HaTorah. So Dini HaTorah can't be the Rabbonon. It can't be the Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon over here is different, okay? The question is, who is being motzi these midas HaTorah, okay? And the difference is, when the Ram talks in Hilchos Mamrim, the Ram says the following. The Ram says in Chosmam and Perek Aleph that there is a difference there's something, for example, you learn the Gemara in the Nechnokim, there's something called Kach Kibalnu and Kach Nira Be'enai. And in the Rambam, in Hilchos Mamrim, he talks about the following. Kach Nira Be'enai, Kach Kibalnu is talking about a Kabbalah Behud Mipir Shmur. Kach Nira Be'enai is something which they feel. Okay? Kach Nira Be'enai is the way they dealt with Yud-Gimel Milus HaTorah Nidreshes B'hem. And the Rabbonin means they themselves are Motzi the Din. That's what the Rabbonin means. When it's Kach Kibalnu, there is no expression at all of what they're doing. It's just, they're just saying over Messiah. And that, let's just read now again. Kvar bi'anu v'psichas chibureinu b'peirish ha-mishnah sh'roi dine ha-teira no'tzim b'sholosh esrei midos sh'atoyu nidrash esbayim. So it's talking with no'tzim, we are being motzi them. Okay? V'ichach me'ha-meseira d'rabonu ush'adina yoyt midu v'yoysen ha-midos. Hine lefom tipu bo machlekes v'she'eshom dinim she'hein pirushim mokuvolim Moshe ben Eibah machlekes. Now this Eipri Orai has nothing at all to do with the Shemitish. In Pirush Mishnayis he mentions this, that there's no machlekes in Kabbalah, and there is machlekes in Kach Nira Be'ena. Okay? That's very clear. Okay? But what does it have to do with Shemitish Sheni? What does it do with Shemitish Sheni? So I thought about this today. And I thought about it again and again. And I think, okay, and the truth is the Rambam has no proof for this. He makes a supposition. He says in Kabbalah you can't have Mamachot. Kach Nira Be'enai, if you give me this, I say I should go like this, and you say you should go like that. Okay? But Kach Kibalnu, so you know, that's the Kabbalah. So you can't have any Machot. This is a Svara. Okay? But what does the Svara have to do with the Sheirish Bechlau? So I think that the Rambam, let's even start with one other point, okay? The Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis, he says about Yudim Midrash Atul Nidresh Esbrahim, he says that there's a Mesirah Misinai. Yudim Midrash Atul Nidresh Esbrahim, that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave over to Moshe Rabbeinu. These are the tools. These are that's laboratory Chazal. So it means, therefore, there are motzi dini atera, but Rabbonan kach nira ve'enai uses as they like to use it. Okay. So that's what you have. Okay. The question about what happened with Ribui? There's no mention at all about Ribui. Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. Drash, which the Rambam talks about at the end of the Shemesh, which he talks about the Pasuk Voidato, or about the Tkufos and Mazolos, he says it's definitely the Rabbonim. So there's certainly no Mesirah. It's all the Rabbonim. Okay? The question is, where is Ribui? And then I ask you another question, okay? We made a diuk over here in the Rambam last week. Asher Shasheni, she'en roi limnois kol ma she'nilma bi'achas mishorish esrei midos she'atoyu nidresh esbrahim. So it means kol ma, so Rambam is very careful. It means that there are some that you can't, that are all minyan mitzvos. When he says o beribui, does that mean that in ribui there are some, or in ribui there are none? Okay? Because like ribui's hanging in the middle of nowhere, and we don't know that it's really going on. The call might only be going on your Yud-Gimel Midos. Okay? Correct? I, Lemaisa, in my search,
There's no discussion. There's no mitzvah that I know in Minyan HaMitzvahs, according to the Rambam, that has anything to do with Ribui. Okay? And also, in the discussion he has with the Bahag, his discussion is like this. He says, "Begam zeshut shoyrish nishtabesh boizuloseinu ulchein mori yiras chachomim bechal mitzvah aseh." Vasheibir lekach lefi mashi yireli mayim Rabbi Akiva et Hashem lokech ativo lavet haba chachomim. Okay, v'chosha shekoma sheyusag b'ribui. And this kolos means the minion of Tayag. Okay? Seilu is everything. So Ram says, V'ilu hoyo inyin k'mo shechoshvu lomu v'imonu kibur bal ha'eim v'esh so'av mitzvah ne'atim l'sefes al kibur ha'eim v'chein kibur ha'chagodo ki elo yishim longu chiv. Akibud lahem beribui. It's also ribui. Amu esovicho l'rabbi sochicha godo. What is gears is l'rabbi's bachli. Abalimecho v'esimecho l'rabbi's eish sovicho k'mo she'omu et Hashem elokech ativo l'rabbi tabachom in kein b'nei mamonu elu b'loi mono elu. There's no discussion back and forth about something which he's mentioned before. He mentions before that the kua mivchon, the litmus test of knowing whether something should be in mitzvahs, is whether Rabbanan say guf teira or deraisa. Okay? This whole discussion is not here. He just says that in the Madashach, it's all or none. Okay? Also, you know, like he sets up a whole system and he forgot about it.
So I want to say, just to suggest the following, just to get us started, okay?
There's a very famous Gemara, you know. This Gemara of Hashem Elokech is Dim Shimon Shimon Asman Asman was Derish Kol Esim Shabbat Torah, right? Had Shebo Le'es Hashem Elokech Tiru Perish. So Talmud said, and what did he ask? Sheshi bar tischal adrisha kach svarta ala prisha ad shemo vekivo. And he said, no. Ez Hashem elokech ativo l'rabbi tabachom, correct? So I ask you a question. If there's a Kabbalah about this midah called ribui, can Shimon HaMosani have polemics with himself about it? Is it shaykh to be makrish a Kabbalah for Moshe Rabbeinu? Is it shaykh for discussion whether there is these Yud Gimel Midos or not? Ram says there was a Kabbalah and Divik Kabbalah Eimba Machlekes. Eimba Machlekes L'chera means not only there's no disagreement about it, but you yourself can't have polemics. And in his polemics, Shimon HaMosani, he said the following: Kishem shekibalti schar ala drisha, kach kibalti schar ala prisha. So what was I doing before? I was learning Torah, okay, with a midah called ribui, okay. And when I was mekabel schar ala prisha, I decided, and I was mekabel schar in Talmud Torah to begesh. But about what? There's no such midah in the Torah called ribui, and that's what ischar is about. And it's, there's no midah. But if there was a Kabbalah Misinai, can you imagine that there's discussion about this, and he has polemics with himself, and comes to conclusion that b'kabbal ischar aprisha that this midah doesn't exist? Okay. The Rambam, I think, uses this to say that ribui cannot b'chlal be discussed. Okay? But he doesn't make the point b'rochel b'tcha k'tana, because basically he has no proof about this. This is his postulate. No one, you know, the Gnome before the Rambam said this, we don't know that there can't be Machlek is Dibbe Kabbalah. But if he came Machlek is Dibbe Kabbalah, so let's talk about it. See, the Rambam learns, see, the question is like this. See, I'm just very confused, okay? I see, I'm not even sure, because see, at the end, he clearly says that the Drash is a Drabonah, okay? Drabonah means that it's Drabonah Mamish, okay? But when he's talking at the beginning, and he talks about Reiv Dinei HaTorah, I assume that he's ready to accept that the Ribui is Dinei HaTorah. He's not sure about it, but he's ready to accept it, okay? But once you accept that the Ribui is Dinei HaTorah, once you accept that Ribui is Dinei HaTorah, you have a problem, okay? You have a problem. Because if Ribui is Dinei HaTorah, if Ribui is Dinei HaTorah, so maybe it's a Minyan HaMitzvos. Maybe it's a Minyan HaMitzvos, okay? Right? It could be a Minyan HaMitzvos. But it's not Dinei HaTorah, it's Drash, which is not Dinei HaTorah, it's not Minyan HaMitzvos, correct? So, you can't have, you don't need a Sheirish to tell you. He already had the first Sheirish to tell you the Rabbon is not Minyan HaMitzvos, okay? But Dinei HaTorah might be Minyan HaMitzvos. So, he's coming from 2 points and attacking why you can't have Ribui, okay? The first point is a very simple point. The first point is that you can't accept, it doesn't make it, I think it's a little under the surface. He, in other words, you can't say that Ribui is a Midas HaTorah. Because the Midas HaTorah, you had to have a Kabbalah about it. And there's no Kabbalah about this, okay? So he says, even if you say no, that Ribui is a Midah, okay? And you say Midas HaTorah and Dinei HaTorah by themselves are Minyan HaMitzvos. So he attacks the Bahag and he says, even if you accept that, you can't be Machalik. So how can you count Es Hashem Elatech HaTiro and Minyan HaMitzvos and not count the rest? That is what I want to start out, and that's what I want to suggest. Then the whole discussion about Ein by Machalikis, Yesh by Machalikis, and the Rambam really is leading up to the point that I'll do this. Okay? Okay. That's number one. Then, you have to read it like this. Asher shasheni, she'ein roi limnois, ko ma she'nilma, bi'achas misholish esri midi, she'atari nidreshet lehen, oberibui. So oberibui means that the there is no case of Ribui to Minyan HaMitzvos. Okay? And however, in Yud Gimel Midrash, HaTorah Nidreshet Lehen, there are some cases. Okay?
I was the phrase that Machlokes and Machlokes.
Machlokes means you can't have an issue about it.
That explains why Ribui can't be.
Because there's an issue. Shema Musoni is ready to say there's no such Mida. No such Mida, right? So if there was a Kabbalah about it, he can't be ready to say that. He is experimenting with Riman HaTorah to say maybe this is a way to Darshanim Torah that he can come up with Dinei HaTorah. I don't know this issue, and that I still don't know. What does he want with Chochmas HaKosuv over here? Because the word Chochmas HaKosuv has to do more so with Sherish HaShmini, the term in HaShemayim. It's really not Chochmas HaKosuv at all over here. What he's really trying to tell you is that you can derive the Midos over here through the Pirush HaMakubal, you could have derived, and it's Ki'ilu, as the Rambam Sigmon Krisa says, that Kosov Oimer, that the Pasuk is saying. Okay? And this point I don't understand. I don't know, this Lashon Rambam says
that Elish Shehem may be in Raya Aleyan, Beachm Shalas Esli Midas, Ki Mechoch Mesakosim, Esher Shehim. I don't know what that means. Bekashe Yiyaz Zeh, Ki Ne Loi Ko Ma Shenimsa Lachom Sheotziu. He's very careful, it's not everything. Again and again, Ko Ma. He's very careful. When he talks about Yud Gimel Midas, he has this issue of call and not call. Okay. See, the important point over here is Nema Lemoshe Misinai. And this is a very important point. Because the Rambam in Sherish Aleph, when he decides you can't count the Rabbonans, he says, because you can't imagine the Rabbonim were Nema Lemoshe Misinai. Okay? And he also says over here an amazing thing. That even, if you accept, okay, even if you accept that the Midas HaTorah were Nema Lemoshe Misinai, but the Dinim themselves, they were Moitzi, was only kach nir be'enai. It wasn't Nema Lemoshe Misinai. So also you can't say that that which the Moitzi and Yudimu Midas is Nema Lemoshe Misinai. And with that, he really knocks out Yudimu Midas in the Yer Mitzvahs. Because Yudimu Midas and the Tayyad Mitzvahs were Nema Lemoshe Misinai. And Yudimu Midas, by definition, since the laboratory of Chazal, they can't be in the Yer Mitzvahs.
It's the exact same yisod of Nema Lemoshe Misinai.
Yeah, but it's a different play on it. The play in the first Shoyrish is the Rabbonans themselves can't be Nema Lemoshe Misinai. And the second thing, even with Dini Atera, but Dini Atera, which were not Nema Lemoshe Misinai, as he says later in the Shoyrish, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was Moitzi them, they're also not Nema Lemoshe Misinai. Because the Rebbeinu only gave the laboratory. Okay. So that's all very good. Okay. And that's the point. The point is again, Nema Lemoshe Misinai. Okay. And that's the Drabonin over here that he's talking about. The Drabonin means, when he talks about you give me this, that's not Nema Lemoshe Misinai. Because they were the Moitzi. I was very good in the woods, I think. Now, v'gam lo noima b'chol ma shenimsa b'talmud sheismachu al achas misholish esrei midrash shehu midrabonon. What does he want with Talmud over here? Okay. What about the Sifri, the Sifra? Yeah. It's a very, very strange thing over here. So I have a suggestion, okay? And frankly, you know, it doesn't make a difference whether, you know, if you don't accept my suggestion, yes, you say Slav Badavka. My suggestion is, you know, for example, you find the Rabbeinu Tam that he said that most of the Sifra is Asmachtas, okay? I think the Ram's opinion is Stam Sifri in Stam Sifro are Pirusha Mekubal. And therefore, I'll ask you something. If you want to prove, and you have a statement, that Sholish Mitzvahs Nitzdavu L'Yisrael Kishnichnas L'Oretz, okay? Three Mitzvahs! And you want to prove from that that Minui Melech is a Mitzvah. So if you want to prove that, so what would you prove? So which one you have taken? Would you have taken the Gemara Sanhedrin? And especially the Ram's opinion in the Abdomen to Mishneh Torah, the Talmud Sanhedrin, so of Yunavashi, it's like Kiyu, almost Sanhedrin with Loisasur, or you quoted the Sifri. So it's amazing the Rambam quotes this member from the Sifri.
So I think the point is that it's a Pirush Makor, because he learned the Sira. But if you have a Talmud and you want to know what it is, so the fact that the Gemara has a drasha, you don't know anything about it unless the Gemara says, unless the Gemara says something. And the Gemara says that it's Guf Teira Draisa, and that's his point, and that's what he's very careful about it. V'gam l'noima b'chom mashi nimtzorim b'talmud shismuchu. This word shismuchu is very careful. It's not an asmachta, like asmachta b'almo. If you look at the Arabic, it means lishoyin alone. It's a basis, something you can base. El achas mishonish esri midus shu midrabonim. Midrabonim midrabonim. It just says b'nei teira. It means they were moitzi etech yudhi moitzis. Lefi she'efsha she'ye pirush mechum. And that's his thesis over here, that there's some times that they put, and that's what he has. Lefikoch, Roy was there. The fikoch roi bazer. So what's the roi bazer? The kol mikom shekol ma shelo timseu loshin batera v'timseh shatamud lamado be'achas mishalish asoy midays im beru heim ba'atzmon atamatiki ashmua v'omu shizu guf teira shizu d'raisi nei roi l'mnoitzay. Because why? Because it was nemu l'mushim Sinai. Okay? But there's a problem over here. There's a major problem. Okay? But Nemu L'moshe Misinai, why is that enough? Ribono Shel Olam, the Halacha L'moshe Misinai is not Minyan HaMitzvos. Okay? And the Ram says, at the end of Shirish Aleph, he says the following, he makes a statement, and he says the following. V'hu shekol mashu b'drabono nech shebechal, sheish esrei mitzvos, sheish esrei meyos, ושלוש עשרה מצויס לפי שהסכום הזה לכלולוס הזה למיניון הזה כולם פסוקי תירה ואין בהם כלום מדרבון. Tom says in Shirish Aleph, like out of the middle of nowhere, that all the mitzvahs are psuki hatera. So then you ask yourself, so what's the scoop? So Nemu L'moshe Misinai. Even if it is Nemu L'moshe Misinai, it's not enough. And that's, in other words, he's making a point at the end of the Shirish Aleph, and he says, you know, we can have polemics. Yes or no, you know, with the Gemara Shavuos, the Kilu Megillah, even the Megillah was said at Sinai, whatever it is. But all this is polemics. Because the Maisi is Mitzvah Psukei Torah.
He says about us in the next sentence also, no?
I understand that, but I'm even showing you before. I know. I'm just saying. I'm saying he already pointed this out in Shirish Aleph, okay?
So then you ask yourself a question. If mitzvahs are psuki hatera, okay, and you have that point, okay, are psuki hatera, so what is the difference? If it's a Pirush HaMakor, Halacha L'moshe Misinai, or you give me the Shatar Nidreshes Bohem, or Drash or Riboy, in the Psuki Atera, correct? So the answer is, there must be, just in order to get through the Shurish, to wait through the Shurish, and the mentioning it over here also Psuki Atera, it must be Pirush HaMakor is a Pirush in the Psuki Atera. And then it also is equivalent to Psuki HaTorah. So then it's great. But Halacha L'moshe Misinai, even though it's Nemu L'moshe Misinai, but it's not Psuki HaTorah. And the Rambam especially defines the whole issue of Halacha L'moshe Misinai in the Hakdomo, that it's completely, it's pure unadulterated Torah Shebaal Peh. It's not to do with Psuki HaTorah. So you can't imagine. Even a Jew is very strange. He says explicitly that Halacha L'moshe Misinai, he says it in Minyan HaMitzvos, that it's not in the Minyan. So I don't know if he says explicitly, but for the fact that he says Psuki HaTorah, that itself is enough. So by definition over here, we have an amazing thing. that since you have, first of all, mitzvahs are two things. We have two main rules of mitzvahs now. One rule is there's Nemla Moshe Misinai, and the other rule is Tzukei Torah. Okay. So you understand yourself, Nemla Moshe Misinai is all the Rabbanim is out. Tzukei Torah, Halacha Moshe Misinai is out. Okay. But now you ask yourself, what about you give me the Shatayim Nidrashis Behem? So Kilo, it's something about a Pasuk. Okay, and the Kabbalah of Yigimu Midas are Misinai, okay, but the Drash itself is not Misinai, so that's also out. Now, what about Pirush HaMakubo? You need Pesukei HaTorah, so you must say that Pirush HaMakubo Kishmo Kein Hu. It's a Pirush. It's a Pirush in the Pasuk. Now, there's another point over here which I think is premature, which we can talk about it as we go on. Okay. But we don't know if it means at the moment, and there's no reason to assume that it becomes Tzutrash Mikra. It's just enough for us that it should be Pirush, that it's Tzukei HaTorah. It's a Pirush in the Pasuk. And that's enough. The love in Igris HaGvir HaLevi in Ufos Mamrim assumes it's exclusive and goes so far to say that anyone who says after there is Pshuta Shomikra, after there's a Pirush HaMakubo who deals with the Pshuta Shomikra, the way it looks is Shomikra is a Kefir. There is a problem with that, and I'll just tell you what the problem is, and I'll tell you that's why I said what I said. Rabban is the Kasha. Because sometimes you have a kasha, machuz, and Ramban, okay? But the problem is, the Ramban over here in Sheri Sheni says, because the Pasuk in Tanakh, he didn't kill the children because Kakosa Bateris Moshe. Okay? Lo Yusuf was Tabonim. Okay? So, you know, you can do whatever you want, but if Chazal canonized the Pasuk as part of Kisra Kiddush, you can't say the Pasuk is clear. Okay? You know, I don't know, you know, that's at least, you know, I think I want to confirm it. No. So that's why I said, I didn't say that it's mafkir pshuto shomeko, but it's a pirush, and it's an acceptable pirush. Okay? And that's why I also can add here that, for example, this pasuk in Melachim Beis, let's just get back to the pasuk in Melachim Beis, Perek Yudalev, what they call Melachim Beis, Yudalev Vav, V'es Bnei Amukim Lo Hemis Kakosu B'Sefer Tenes Moshe Atetziv Hashem Lemo Lo Yusu Ovo Tavonim Lo Yusu Avu Yusu Al Ovo. No, that's pretty clear. And the Rav Hilchos Eidus, that's what I say. Listen to this Rav Hilchos Eidus. In Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph, Hakoyim B'Sum Le'Eidus Min HaTorah Shnemo Lo Yumsu Ovois Al Bonim Mipi Hashmua Lomdu. Okay. So it's a Pirush HaMakubo. Okay. Shebichlal Avzer. Okay, so I would tell you, the Rambam is very careful. That's not the only interpretation of the Lav, but it's Bichlal. It's a Pirush. It's not Mafkir Pshuto Shomikra. Shebichlal Avzer. Shelo Yumsu Ovois Al Pi Bonim. Velo Yibonim Al Pi Ovois. It means Eidus. So that's okay. Now I'll reach you more in the book. Okay. Ayin Tachas Ayin. Let's see this Rambam in the book. Chilek Gimel, Perek Memal. Umi shechise eiver, yichuse eiver. Kasher yitein mum ba'odom, ken yinosein boy. Vulo tatrid rayoncho v'yoseinu, oinshim,
Heino b'momon. What do you mean? Lo takri monchot. Talk a pirush b'kubo. If I say differently, I'm a kafir. That's the Rambam. He ha kavona has he heino. Lo says sibus apsukim, but sibus divrei ha Talmud. Vi im kozeh yeshi b'mashi omu b'Talmud das yishma ponim b'ponim. V'amachis ashe yetcha lasis ki yetzibom. Bishove dinam b'tashlumin. Rak shifto yite v'api rapi. So means the siva of the pure truth of mikra exists. It's not maskiyat. It's just that this is another pirush, and this is what you could have imagined you should have done, but the din is not like that. Okay, but it's not maskiyat of pshuto shel mikra. It's a pirush. That's what I would suggest. Okay, and then it's very good that the Rambam doesn't mention pshuto shel mikra at all in this shailish until later when he's discussing drash. And that's what he does later. And the question, why did he discuss it later? Ukva higiu b'miut simas libo liyos the kosher mizeh. V'zeh shehen kishemotzel drash. Here we're talking about drash now. See the kosher mizeh? And it's more difficult and less, and you can imagine it less, so much so, that he didn't even put it into the Shoresh itself, correct? V'zeh shehen kishemotzu drash b'posik shen mischayim min ha-drash ahu lasris eze pula o hisrakchus ve'eze nyonim. Let's talk about mitzvah saseh, mitzvah lois saseh. This is amazing, okay? I just want to point that aside. What does it mean? Because he's alluding to the fact that mitzvah saseh are tzivuyim b'kum v'aseh and mitzvah lo yisaseh yisun, correct? And this is what he developed in Sheresh Ches, okay? And he's using this klal in order to disagree with the bar. That's sibas libom. Who's libom? Them, I assume it's the Bahag, and those who are nigla achlo, okay? So it's very strange to use this argument of what definition of mitzvah is. Because he himself says in Sheresh Ches, the Bahag's opinion is that not only the Menier is a Menier on mitzvahs, but a Shlil is also. Loi Seitzei Kitzeis Avodim is counted a Menier on mitzvahs. And he says it's only a Shlila. Okay? So I'm not sure about that. And Droshen is only like that. I'm not sure what he wants. But he mentions what he says in Sheresh Ches Agav, and he just says it. Okay? V'heim kulam v'lisafik drabonon. Here the drabonon is that the whole din is a drabonon. And it's not to talk about minyan mitzvahs, because it really has to do with Sheresh Aleph. And his discussion is plenty with the Bahag in Sheresh Aleph about this. Yimnu oisam b'chal ha-mitzvahs v'afal pi, then he goes, v'afal pi shepashtei dekor lo yore aldova v'eisim minyanim. See here, there's a drosha against Pashtei Dekra and the counting in Minyan Mitzvahs. Here there's a drosha. Im Hashem Yishol Yilunu Bo'ol Vashol Momo Ein Mikra Yetzu B'Pshuta. If there's a Pirush HaMakubo, there's no problem, because that's a Pirush HaMakubo. But if there's no Pirush HaMakubo, a drosha which you're going to make and say, oh, thought that's the Pirush in Pasuk. And if it's against Pashtei Dekra, it's out. And that is where you do Pshuto Shel Mikra.
But with Pirush Mekubal, you could even go against Pashtei Dekra.
Right, because that's Mekubal. You can't have, he says the proof against it. Look at Benishim, what's the proof against it? Because he says, Im Asher Yisha'al Neboi Al Vashol, V'Omo, V'Ein Mekirit Se Pshuto, U'Shatal Metshoyel B'Chol Mokoy, V'oim Megufi Dekor V'Mai Kol Medaber. You understand, it was because it's all the Bredishim, it's a drosha. So what's the pshat? So when the Pirushim Mekubo, you ask, if there's a drosha, you know, what's the pshat? You know, it doesn't make any sense. Okay? So he's only using this as a ploy to explain. See, he's saying that a pirush makubal is a pirush which is based, has some shaykh, he mentions before with the minyan mitzvahs. Okay? So, question, what about drasha? So, but Teir's drash, there's nothing to talk about. As something Chazal or Moitzi from the Pasuk, because there's no such midas at Teir. So, the other question, maybe the drash is a pshat or pirush in the Pasuk? So that can't be, because when there's a pshut or shomikra, and they're making up their own drash, it's not worth anything. It's only stam asmachta drabon and baum. And that's his whole point over here. So basically, a few ploys over here, what he's doing, but that's now what he's doing in the rest over here. And that, I think, is the overview of what's going on. Is the Bahalochas Doris Vehem Shahoku Big Voice of Shemischayev Minadrasha who last is a mitzvah, is a poor mitzvah say, Osrach Smeze Inyonim Vehem Kulam Blisophic Drabonon. Because this is Drabonamanish. Yimnu Oisom Bechlal Hamitzes. Viafa P. Shepashte Koyodov of Meosom Inyonim. Ima shoy shlo boy bu amu bu izal ein mikle yitzle pshuta u shatam mit shoy bu khomokoyim ve ima guf de korbe mai kommen da be u kshmotzi im posek shinu mu de mimel ut vom rab mari fun a bier baraye u mine shinis mochim betos azois monu bu khlam mit sasei pika khoylem vnitzuach mivnichum abelim. Okay. See, he has polemics with Bahag about this in Sherish Aleph, and he has it over here also. Okay. But they're two different issues. Because in Sherish Aleph, his polemics are, do you count the Rabbonans? So that's out. Okay. But the question is, do you look at Droshes? How do you look at Droshes, maybe? Maybe Droshes are different. So that's what Cherish Beis is about. He's saying, Betos Drash, there's nothing to talk about. Renation is Mochim Betos, Hazeris, Bechav, Nurses, Hasei, Bikacholim, Nichmabel, Kfiras Mason, Beglala Drash, Beglala Drash, Haniska, Beomo, Yisalev, Odata Lahem, Es Aderech Yechubo, Vies Hamaase Ashe Yasu, Vuhu Omo Ambeze, Es Aderech Zugmus Chsodu. Yechu b'ze b'kochoyle bo zukriyus meisim. So I don't know exactly what happened to this chassodim, why it's not a separate mitzvah. Okay, say that. Yechu ze b'kochoyle bo zukriyus meisim. I don't think kriyus meisim that we talk about this in Shorosh Av, we'll talk about it again if you want also. But what's kriyus meisim? Kriyus the chamitzvah, Rabban Eskin. That's not for us now also, okay? We talk. Yechu zuk... He doesn't count those. I don't know exactly why the Ram quotes this whole drasha and what exactly it means. Because no lefnim mishuas adin in minyan mitzvah the Bahag. Okay. V'choshu shekol pulu pulu merapugus alolu mitzvah v'nei atzmos. I don't know pulu salolu, I don't know. Okay. V'lo yodu shekol pulu salolu v'domeim nichnos atachas mitzvah achas. Michala mitzvah aksuz bateru bebeu. That's called bebeu. It's a mitzvah and taka psuk and teira. Who amo yisal lo baftu lach kamoich. That's not mish gvaldik. U bize aderich baatzmoi. Monu tkufis. Mitzvah beglau hadrash and nizkal omu. Ki chochmasu minaschen leinu amim. Vu omu eze chochmu vino hi shihi leinu amim aviyoyme. Ze chishu tkufis mazolis. Okay, so let's look at Shabbos, and we spoke about that. We'll speak again. The Ilumona, Mashu Yosei Mavua. What's Yosei Mavua? V'yala Adashu Yosei Roil and Noisei. That's Yud Gimel Midas. That's telling you the rest of it, because that's real. Because there's a Messiah Messina about it. Who called Dova Nilmad, Bemida, Misholesh Samidish, that's telling you the rest of it. interesting. He doesn't talk about Riboy at all, because Riboy was like this middle stage, which I pointed out that, you know, you this I don't understand. Now he's going to prove the law from Rabbah. Okay, we have a problem over here. Is Dini HaTeira in Minyan HaMitzvahs, or if you have a mitzvah which you are mighty with your Gimel Midos, that would be under the category of a mitzvah? In other words, you have a din. Okay. Dini HaTeira, not Minyan HaMitzvahs. Right? It's only Tzivuyim. That's what Shoresh Chet is all about. And he himself pointed out, Lishrachek, or Lassay Sezapula, correct? So to make a statement, you know, it's not fair. To make a statement, La'alof M'rabim, and then later on in the Shoresh to count all the Yud Gimel Midah Shatari the Dreshben, which were Nishchach, we may ever Shomesh Rabbeinu, you know, what are you talking about? Because it's really overkill, because he never meant that. And the Rav himself, if he had counted them, would not have left. He would have counted, said it's more than Tayyar Mitzvahs, but it's only Mitzvahs. It's a very strange argument. I'm not sure exactly how to deal with this. Then he does something amazing over here. And then he bangs again this point, okay? Ula Tachshoyz. Shani Bereach Milim Noison Lefisha in Vadoyois. Maybe I'm Svekis. Maybe since the Kach Nira Beinai, maybe they're not real. Maybe, you know, you can say like this, you can say like that, you can deny the whole thing. So something which you deny, you can't have Minyan HaMitzvahs. Lefisha Dina Yotze Bemida Hayi Emes or Eino Emes. I'm not sure about it. The question, the Mida is, the Dinim are not true. They're not really Dini HaTeira. That's why I don't count them. That's what you think. Ain't Zeis HaSiva. It's a mistake. El HaSiva Menei Shekol Ma Shemotziim Heim Anofim HaShiloshim Shenemru Min HaShiloshim Shenemru L'Moshe B'Sinei B'Beil. Okay. Now here, I want to talk about this also more next week. I just want to tell you, he uses the same word as Shoresh, the same Arabic word as Shoresh, okay? That he uses for the word Shoresh, okay? Now, the word Shoresh, the word Atzo, okay, whatever, how to pronounce it, could be in Arabic a root, an ikka, something which something sprouts from, and also, in the later Arabic, it became a rule. So now I might have meant it a rule. So you have to ask yourself, is he using it in a different way over here? Because here it clearly is talking about a Shoresh and Onuf, okay? But whatever you're talking about, and the main issue you have to ask yourself, when you're thinking about over here, you see, whenever you talk about a Shoresh and Onuf, and you're talking about a real Shoresh, the question is, what are the Anofim from the Shoreshim over here? If you talk about Yudal Shoshim as an Onof, okay? There is a discussion in the Tshuva from Rabbam and Rabbam Maisanisim that he talks about the Onof and the Shoshim, okay? In terms of the Shoshim, but the question is, what does it all mean? We have to understand, okay? Here, it's something else, and I'll just talk about it, but Kitzer to explain to you. What are the Shoshim? Because he says, Heim anofim min ashroshim shenemol lemoshe b'sinei v'beil. Veheim sholosh etzrim min ashtor sholosh veheim sheish etzrim meyos v'sholosh zayin mitzvos. Those are the shroshim. V'afilu lemoisi moshe benatzim leinam nimnus. What are the anofim? What are the shroshim? What are the anofim over here? In this case over here that he's mentioned. So the shroshim is the Torah, right? And in the Torah is Tayyag Mitzvahs. But to Yud Gimel Midah Shatari the Dreshen Ben, you can might see other Mitzvahs. Okay?
he says, by definition, that's what he's trying to prove. By definition, the anofim can't be a mitzvah. It's only the sherish that can be a mitzvah. And that's his point. Very interesting thing. He's saying that it's the whole idea that when you give a mitzvah, you take a mitzvah from the tail, from the sherish, you might see. It can mighty mitzvahs. But that which you're mighty from the sherish is not a mitzvah. Only all the sherish is the mitzvah. The ink is the mitzvah. See here, the sherish and the anofim are very real. The question is that really the case in what he uses the word sherish in general? We can talk about that. We'll mention that a little bit more. So he says, V'afilu hoya ha-mitzi Moshe ba'atmo en anin nesanko. So Moshe ba'atmo, you understand yourself that it's not a shayla, but it's emes. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, he knows how to use his gemumilis. But even if he himself is mighty, it also is his din that it's only an onof. If it's only an onof, it's a din teira, but it's not minyan. V'gayal there, he calls the gemara t'mura. But that gemara t'mura is very strange, because that gemara t'mura is talking about something else. It's talking about all the dinim. So all the dinim, we are few, but he says, we are rayav ze, mashom gmor tmura, elef ushvam eis kulin, vachumin. Gzei lishom eis dikui seifim, nishtach we may evloi, shal moishe. Vapa pikein, hirzir osnir ben knaz bupupuloi. Shenema, vayoyim akolim, ashiyake, kia seifim, lakdua, vyukudua, osnir ben knaz. Vim hoyu, kecha nishkochois, kamatia klolois, shenishkach mimeno, hamispo, hazer. So what, you know, only what is the total sum of the dini ateira which Moshe Rabbeinu taught us? Gam bilti efsholi loibish nisha koma shenoida. Hare she'ein tzafik shoy oysen adinam hamutzim bekal v'choy mizulosoy me'amidus alofim rabim v'chol eilu kva husko b'imei Moshe Rab Moshe Rabbeinu lefi sh'imei elo nishkachu nishtachu hinei nisboi elocho sh'afil b'imei Moshe nema tituki seifrim lefi sh'kol ma'ashe l'shomu b'sinai b'beyo hinei hu mitivri seifrim. If you didn't hear it now, and that I want to talk to you about also, that's a different issue. What does the word divrei sefer mean? And he says over here, and we'll see about the Pirush Mishnayos and Kelim, we'll see other places. Divrei sefer means that which was not heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol d'v'atzma. So if I ask you a question, the Pirush Mekubal divrei sefer, the answer is absolutely not, according to you. Okay? But then, if I ask you, l'cheira, is halacha Moshe Sinai b'divrei sefer? It also was nema l'moshe m'sinai, but it l'cheira, it's knocked out from a different point of view because not pesukei teira. Hine kfar yisboya ki sheish meres me v'sholesh esrei midos. But this was not fair because you can't have halachim halachim because they're not all mitzvahs; they're only dinim. Hine kfar yisboya ki sheish meres v'sholesh esrei midos. Mitzvah shenema l'moshe b'sinai ein moine b'hem kol mashneu b'shosh remides v'afilu b'zmanei all of ha'sholim. So when you give a mitzvah, it doesn't go back to the ribui, and he certainly doesn't go back to drash. Kol shekein shneu b'hem mashel tziu b'zmanei mucholim, because maybe they didn't know how to use it properly. I don't know exactly what the kol shekein, because he's questioning that they taka don't know. I don't know what he means with the kol shekein is. Ela ein moine rach mashel hoye pirush mukub menu. V'ushabiru amatikin v'amakim v'yomu shedova zeh osa l'asoysin yisur b'draisa o yoyma shehu guf teira, as he started in the beginning. Sh'oz nimle oysay ki hu noit b'kabola v'loy b'hekish, and that's from hekish means derech yud gimu midas. V'yomnom niska hekish boy v'hu b'ray olo b'yachin sh'olish asoy midas v'hal is chokhan chokhan, he comes back to chokhan z'kotlan. That's a little bit difficult. Kamoshi beyond the Perish of Mishnah. Perish of Mishnah also doesn't say that. Okay? That is the end of reading through the first time the Sherish Beis. Mr. Shem will pick up a little bit more next week.